You're telling me your husband needs a wake-up call at 5:15.
He does.
Does he now?
He does.
Write down your phone number.
Everybody be really quiet.
We got 30 seconds.
Everybody be really quiet.
Angela's only going to talk on this, all right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. I mean, you don't want me to wake
he'll,
him
he'll
up?
He'll ask me to call back in like another 5 minutes. So if you want to do that then too, then everybody can say, all right, get up now, or whatever. Scare the crap out of him. You can all see how nice I really am.
Really killing the bit.
So you know he's there.
All right. And we move on to WTBN. Hello.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning to?
Tom.
Oh, how you doing, Tom? Where are you calling from?
Marysville.
All right. Tom in Marysville, good morning. Welcome to the show.
What would she have done had a woman answered the phone?
Oh, man. Oh, my Lord.
You don't want to know, and I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may tend to incriminate me in a further trial.
That's absolutely horrible.
Maybe she could write that Mrs. Bobbitt and get some...
Have you ever read the diary of the Marquis de Sade?
No, I did not.
Well, I'll read it, and you'll get an idea of what I'd do to him.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're horrible.
Sure.
Anyway, when... Should we try back? Is it because the phone isn't near
It's
him?
Because he's...
sound asleep.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That deep sleep state.
All right, we'll try.
If you have to drive me home, I'm going to cry.
Oh. Yeah, I had to do that when I had an abscess tooth.
Yes.
That was not very nice.
I was so angry. I went in the house and threw a shoe at him to wake him up.
Oh, shoot. I screwed it up again.
See?
Yeah, I had an abscess tooth, and I had to draw. Oh, man. You threw a shoe at him.
I did. I threw my boot at him when I got in the door and said, wake up!
All right, everybody shut up. Everybody quiet.
He's not going to answer.
Hello?
You're very funny, Adam. Hi, Burgundy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
See, Adam's trying to play this big, mean trick on me and make me think that I was calling my husband and that you answered the phone and so that I would go, like, absolutely insane on the air.
I can't believe you just woke her up.
He's very nice, isn't he?
Burgundy, I love you, and I'm sorry I woke you up for this, but it could quite possibly have been the funniest thing that had ever happened.
That was good.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Sorry. Sure. Go back to sleep. Oh, my God. I was so excited. Did you see Leon?
I freaked out. I was like,
I'm gone.
All right. I was about to do like Batman out the window.
But see, if he hadn't suggested it and I just thought of that, now that would have been.
That would have been entirely different.
Oh, my God.
I would have said some words on the air that
Leon,
could have gotten me fired
man,
in a major way.
You had me going.
Leon was in the corner.
You had me going.
I'm shaking.
See, I'm not a scary
person. I knew what I was doing. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Oh, my God.